7th of August 2002. Maggie is going to tell a story to James in the hammock, and I'm going to listen.
Okay, come on, start telling me then.
Person Hat 1.
Oh, tell me in English, because I like it. I mean, he's English anyway, so it's best if you tell him in English.
You read it.
Oh, no, I'm not going to read it. You're reading it so nicely to Jane.
Once upon a time, there was this man with a real man and his cat. He liked so much. But he was going to take his cat to his work. The cat was getting quite old, so he scratched his head and asked her to, "What shall we do?" And the pussy cat said, "We're just going to go to my work," pussy cat said. We're here, so don't do anything complex. Don't do anything mess about. And he said, "I won't." Then the person that went, "You stay there, I'm just going to put the snail here," he said. Then he went out. Then he went in and called his captain. Then he went out through the other side. And then he said, "Cat, you have come back late to have the snow and this place is." "Well, I don't know. Don't ask me. It's a mystery." And there was a snail on the bench. "Well, we'll have to go home." But then he saw that his wheels were going down. Then he had to do it while the cat was going to play. He found a mouse, ran after the mouse. The mouse went on top of some sticks and the cat didn't even see, so he tripped over. Poor cat, the mouse went away. Pussy Cat was getting tired, so he put up a chair. But he forgot something on top of the roof. So he asked his cat to go up to get it, and Pussy Cat just went half of the ladder. The cat went up to the roof to get there. But the man was still up there fixing the roof. And then the cat went up to see. The man was pulling the cat saw a bird run onto the roof. The man was about to fall on the floor when he saw the cat. The postman cat went on the roof. So, and then he righted a message the postman cat wanted. And he put how much he had to pay. And then he was just looking at him. He said, "No, don't go there." And then he stopped the cat. And then the pussy cat went, "Hey, what is this?" Then when the postman came down, the cat grew a mouse. Then he ran up, but by accident he discovered the tinker.
The what?
The tinker. The pig. And then, oh, he got furious. But the man, which was on top of the roof, ran to help. Postman Pat was furious with his cat. Rushed off to the shower with the man. Look, I want to talk.
James, we haven't finished the story. I'm listening to the story.
But then
James!
When he had his shower, he was brushing his hair, and the man was washing his hat.
Okay.
And the person had thanked the man, and then the cat didn't know.
James, get off!
Look, here.
Oh, no.
But, oh, now the footprints all over my roof. Don't worry about that. How is he going to get down? Said the man. And the cat was frightened. Then... Postman Pat made some courage and tried to help his cat. Finally, he got it. Then the man said, "We have to wash your cat. He's very dirty," said Postman Pat. No, Postman Pat said, "He's very dirty. Would you please get this soap?" And the people said, "I'll get this sponge."
What?
Sponge. Then Postman Pat got this sponge and the man got some leech. Then they washed and scrubbed. The man got the towel. The cat was almost a whole burger.
No,
it
didn't.
But the cat, when he was going to go out for the postman cat, the cat got off in the shower and saw the Mr. Mummy with some cakes, and the cat ran off and got himself all dirty again. Then Postman Pat tried to get another job, and you'll see which is the job in chapter 2. Postman Pat goes to a new job. He now is the other one.
That was a good story.